Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Alliance for Border Collaborative's Projects Coordinator, also a Binational Breastfeeding Coalition Outreach Officer, Rosalba Ruiz Holguin, to talk to us about the 7th Annual Big Latch On, which will take place at several locations around the world in August. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to be here. And we're very excited to have this event again this year and for your hospitality to be here.
Thank you. Alliance for Border Collaboratives. What is that?
This is where I work. And this is an agency. It's a nonprofit. And we work mainly in public health. And public health encompasses a lot of areas. And the areas that I work for mainly are chronic diseases, breastfeeding, substance abuse prevention, and bullying. We do AIDS, we do sexually transmitted diseases, and we're a troop of 10 employees. But we like to think that we're very professionals because we used to work for the Pan-American Health Organization, the field office that used to be in El Paso, and also from the U.S. Mexico Border Health Association for many, many years. So we have a lot of experience, and we do research, we can design curricula trainings, we work with community health workers, we train professionals, and we do outreach and media campaigns like the one we're doing right now.
So this Binational Breastfeeding Coalition, BBD, is something you've been doing for how many years?
For 7 years. Well, I have two children, a 20-year-old, and then I was told that I couldn't have any more family. And then 11 years later, I had a little girl. So 20 years ago, I was still working in Ciudad Juarez, and I breastfed everywhere, and nobody said anything. So then 11 years later, I had my little girl, but now I was living in El Paso. So a lot of people were looking at me really, really weird and shunning me and making faces and asking me to leave the room and stuff like that. So I was like, what's going on? You know, if here is the United States, why am I getting this reaction? So I used to work for many years in diabetes for more than 12 years. And I was getting kind of depressed because the numbers are not getting down. I mean, it's increasing because it's a behavioral change and because it's related to something that we need to live by, which is food. It's really hard. So then when this happened with my daughter, that people were looking at me funny because I thought, like everybody does, that women were breastfeeding at home, that I was a weird one that would go out because that was the nature of that I'm not only homebound, that I'm all over the place. And when I had my daughter, I would just breastfeed. So as I started looking for information, I found out that women do not breastfeed. So to me, it was like, oh my God, you know, and this is so important. And then to me, it like clicked in my mind because when I was in medical school, they used to say like the Mexican women, the higher incidence of cancer was cervical uterine cancer. But in the United States, it was breast cancer. So it's like it's more money, more education. Why breast cancer? And then I started looking at the moment that women start breastfeeding, breast cancer started going up. So to me, that was like, oh my God, an eye opener. And then with the issues that I was having with diabetes, I thought to myself, if there's only one thing that I can do to improve the health of the future generations to prevent chronic diseases is to get children to be breastfed. So I still work in diabetes, but I really started for 7 years. I've been working in breastfeeding. And it was funny because I would start talking to my colleagues and they would say like, Rosalba, you're crazy. You know, like it's not important. Because we don't have, like health professionals, we do not have the information. We believe the pseudoscience that is being given by the formula companies, their representatives and stuff like this. And I had issues with my daughter for the first 4 days. And my pediatrician kept telling me, well, give them formula. I would go like, no. For 4 days, I gave her my breast milk with a dropper, a syringe, with a little spoon. And it was because of the medication that they gave me. It made her sleepy, so she wouldn't eat. But then when she woke up, then she really breastfed. So that's basically why I'm doing it, because I found out that women were not breastfeeding.
Like here in the United States, yes. Or worldwide?
Well, what happened was that in Mexico is the country in Latin America that least breastfeeds.
And why is that?
Women believe that formula is just as good, and they've been led to believe that it's easier, which is not. And that's the problem. And that's something that we're fighting, because people really believe that it's just as good. And the problem is that formula, what it is, it's a medication. It's something that was done to supplement sometimes when babies are very sick or when the mother died, that you didn't have any course. But actually, if you have even a little kid that's premature or is very compromised when they're born, those are the babies that most really, really need the breast milk.
And why is breast milk so important?
Because it's tailor-made for the baby. It has all the nutrients that the baby needs. In the first 6 months of a baby's life, it can be sustained with the breast milk. They don't even have to drink water. They've done tests on the breast milk, and the breast milk changes according to the needs, the nutritional needs that the baby has. And it has something that formula doesn't have, antiviral ingredients, antibacterial. So that's why you have kids, the babies that do not get infections as much, ear infection, gastrointestinal infections, less allergies. It has all the nutrients it has. And because it has the nutrients, also it's good for the environment, because babies that are breastfed, they use all the nutrients that they have. So their poop in quantity, it's less. And in formula babies, they have the same nutrients every day. So they don't use as much. So that's why they produce more poop. So even for the environment, you're going to have less diapers on a baby that's breastfed.
And what's the benefits for the mother?
For the mother, the benefits, it protects against breast cancer. And sometimes we will have mothers that did breastfeed, but that they did develop cancer. Why is that? Because they already had the gene in her body and something triggered it. But the studies, what they say is, even if they do get cancer and you have a woman that never breastfed, the mother that breastfed is going to live longer, is going to have a higher survival rate. So that's why it's important. But also it protects against chronic diseases such as diabetes, obesity also, and all the consequences that you have from obesity.
And a breastfeeding mother then starts to lose weight faster, right?
Yes, for every take when the baby feeds, it's 15 calories that the mother they lose. So what it is when a mother, she breastfeeds, she will get to the weight that she had before she got pregnant. The problem is that right now we have women that are overweight when they get pregnant, because we have such a high obesity problem in the area. That's why we're not seeing thinner moms when they have the baby and they're breastfeeding, because we have an obesity epidemic in the world.
Let's get back to the 7th Annual Big Latch On event, which is going to take place in El Paso, Texas on August 4th at 10:30 in the morning at Bassett Place, 6101 Gateway Boulevard West. But something else is happening the day before, on Friday.
On Friday, we partner with the New Mexico Breastfeeding Task Force, and they're also doing activities, and they do a community health fair. Last year, they had it in Chaparral, and now they're going to have it in Anthony, New Mexico. So we're going to collaborate, and we're going to come here, and we're going to be in their activities. And it's basically information on the mothers, on breastfeeding, and the community. And then on Saturday, we have the Big Latch On, which is going to be at Bassett Place. And the countdown is at 10:30, but we're asking mothers to be there at 9 because they need to register in order to count. And then on the Sunday, the Big Latch On organization calls it Selfie Sunday. And it's for the mothers that can't go, or that they did go, but they want to contribute more. You can take a picture of yourself with your child and post it and just put a hashtag Selfie Sunday. And or you can even if you want, you can put yourself pumping and also put it up.
So this year, the World Breastfeeding Week theme is Breastfeeding, Foundation of Life.
Because it is the foundation of life. Since the moment that we're conceived, we're being formed. So what breast milk contributes is for the nutrients to create the amino acids and all the proteins that the baby needs in order to grow. So that's why it's so important. And the other thing, very important, in the first 2 weeks, women produce colostrum. The coloring is a little bit yellow, so they call it liquid gold. And really, if a mother, for any reason, she really does not want to breastfeed, we beg them to please at least for 2 weeks that they get, because here they have more the basic elements for the baby to grow.
And up to what age should a person breastfeed a child?
The American Pediatric Association recommends a year. And then from there, the Pan American Health Organization recommends 2 years or beyond. And this is very important because people think that, oh my God, it's a year that you exclusive breastfeed. No. What it is you can exclusive breastfeed a baby till 6 months. As I mentioned before, that baby does not even need water. So once he passes the 6 month mark, then you're supposed to introduce bland food. So then the mother is not going to be constantly breastfeeding. She's going to continue to breastfeed so the baby gets the nutrients that he's not getting from the food that he or her is receiving. And then when people say, well, I gave 10 months or I gave 8 months. No, but the secret is that every organism is different. So the baby, sometimes you wean them and you separate them. But the thing is that actually you don't separate the baby. The baby is the one that stops. So whatever the need of the baby is, it may be that the baby stops at 1 year or 2 years. But the thing is to take into consideration is that babies that have issues when they're born, they're going to have more time.
Well, this is very important, and you're very passionate about wanting to teach people, to educate people about why breastfeeding is so important. Mm-hmm. And they can also find out more information on your website, borderbreastfeeding.org. And then there's a phone number that if they'd like more information, they can call.
915-600-0306. And we also have a Facebook page, which is Border Breastfeeding BBC. And if you contact us there and like us, please, we'll see what the information you need. And if we don't know it, we'll find somebody that does know it.
In El Paso, there's going to be a synchronized breastfeeding event. And that's why you want people to register, right? Because mm-hmm. it's a global big latch, yeah. Not just locally, but all around the world, those who are participants. And it's free to the public.
And this is very important because there's 28 countries in the world that participate. Last year, we had more than 756 sites. And we here in El Paso, we had 89 women that participated with 91 babies because two had twins. And but the thing is, it's not only for women that are breastfeeding. It's for women that are pregnant. It's for their family. And they don't come alone. They come with their partner, with their husband, with their mother, with their mother-in-law, with their sister. But to me, it's very important because we want a lot of people to see this. We want little kids to witness this because breastfeeding needs to be the norm. And right now we are looked down on. It's condoned. And it's only because we're going up against a $7 billion industry. So right now that you said that you're very passionate, people cannot change because I say so. What I want to do is give them the information, and not because I say for them to look for the information, but look for the proper information and look who's saying the information. Because if it's a formula company, they're going to say you, oh, this has, it's better for your eyesight. There's nothing that's compared. Every day they're discovering more in the elements that breast milk has, and they have twins. And they analyze the milk from each that the baby takes in the same day, at the same time, but for different breasts, for the different babies, they have different composition according to the needs of the baby. So it is wonderful. And the other thing is it creates a bond between the mother and the baby. And I remember that once we had a health fair in a little school, and this young girl said, oh, I'm not going to breastfeed because I'm going to have a mama's baby. And I said, no, what's going to happen is that you're going to have a more secure baby. They're going to be more self-confident. And because they feel love. The other thing, there was a study that was done in 2015 in Brazil. And what happened there was that they followed 4,000 children for 30 years. The babies that were breastfed were better, stayed longer in school, got better grades, got a better job, and made more money.
Well, this is something very, very important for everyone. Coming up August the 4th in El Paso, the 7th annual Big Latch On. And this is happening right at 10:30 in the morning at Bassett Place, 6101 Gateway Boulevard West. Thank you so much for coming on to Puentes and telling us all about the importance of breastfeeding. Again, Rosalba Ruiz Holguín, projects coordinator for the Alliance for Border Collaboratives and a past officer and outreach officer for Binational Breastfeeding Coalition.
Thank you very much.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.